The National Theater of Baghdad is broke, trashed, and worried about survival. On Monday, it is also premiering its first play since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Crazy from My Country by Hude Mary was banned when it was written in 2000. On Monday, it will be presented in a public park, the first attempt of the theater to find a new role in Iraqi life and in their own lives. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Baghdad.
Baghdad is bedraggled at the moment, looted, powerless, dusty, and scary. But when the National Theater put out the call that they were going back into production, actors, singers, directors, and prop people thronged into the theater lobby. Looters had taken all of the furniture. They couldn't quite reach the chandeliers, which swayed slightly in wafts of wind that came in through cracked windows. The actors came to deliberate their futures. Broadway or Baghdad, it was a theater crowd. One man sported a black fedora tipped Sinatra-style over his right eye. Most women wore no headscarves. Those who did tended to gaily patterned silks tied only loosely at the neck to reveal a flash of neck and waves of hair. One man wore a New York Yankees cap. You wonder how it got here. There was the jangle of bangles whenever people gestured. A few women had painted their eyes with bright blue feline crescents. And there was an awful lot of kissing. For decades under Saddam Hussein, the Baghdad National Theater was a state-run enterprise. Maybe the U.S. and Britain know how they want to oversee the Iraqi oil industry, but these actors, directors, and stagehands have been left on their own. Producer Abdul-Jabbar Sherkawi convened the meeting. Silence, 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 he said.
We are tired. We have been suffering from hard times. And now there is a little time. We are an open people now. This union used to be under the Ministry of Information. And actor couldn't act without permission from the ministry. Now we want an actor to practice his craft without approval from any authority. Much of this building has been trashed. Our files have been thrown into the Tigris River. It seems that we are without a history.
So now, he suggested, is the time to write a new history. The theater must no longer be looted.
So we want guards to protect this building. Mr. Sami.
And here Dr. Jabbar pointed to Sami Kaftan, a well-known actor.
We'll handle this matter. You can sign up to take your turn. We are ready to stay here and to guard this place all night. Because this theater belongs to the people of Iraq.
When questions came, consternation. The theater has few assets. 150 million dinars of its payroll, about 75,000 U.S. dollars, has been stolen, presumably by someone in the old regime. The theater needs lights, seats, curtains, and props. And actors are often better at plotting than planning. Some actors complained that other actors, directors, and stage people had ratted them out to that old regime. Dr. Jabbar finally raised his hands and said, let us turn a page over and make a new page for the rest of our lives. To be in the theater in Iraq during this last regime sounds like a grim and drab occupation. Not why people usually go into the theater. Haider Manather is one of Iraq's best-known actors, mostly for comedic roles. A lot of Iraqis haven't been eager to see tragedies. He's also a writer and director, but many of his plays have not been performed more than once.
Once I was told by intelligence to leave the country. Once I was almost executed. Throughout these 20 years, I was called and asked about my shows. The regime kept telling me, you are notorious, but we don't want to make a hero out of you.
One of the first shows he wrote 20 years ago was about people putting up messages on the Great Wall of China. Iraqi officials didn't like a play about people putting up uncensored messages on any wall. He was convinced he was being subtler when he wrote a show about a king who addresses his subjects while sitting on a throne, a bathroom throne. But that metaphorical toilet was not subtle enough to fool or please Iraqi censors. He tried another show, in which the king of some unnamed country is toppled like a piece on a chessboard.
You know that in every place you can find a photo of Saddam. In one of these theaters, there was a big picture of Saddam Hussein. So when I said, take out the king, I gestured towards the photo of Saddam. Well, one of the bad foreign leaders was sitting there. I was nearly executed for this.
The play that will open on Monday, Crazy for My Country, was written by Hudair Meri, who spent 17 years of his life off and on in Al Rashad Asylum.
Even the father or son Bush could not imagine how crazy people were here. The mental hospital had more than 1,400 people, but many were there not because they were crazy, but because they opposed Saddam.
Most of Mr. Meri's teeth were pulled out in Al Rashad. The nails of his toes were pulled out. He was hung up by his arms for so long that they were pulled away from his shoulders and hang loosely by his sides now. He began to write to put some kind of other life on paper and grew to think of the asylum as a kind of refuge from a really lunatic world.
Writing gave me a way to be sane in Iraq. In my writing, I put in everything that they said made me crazy. And I said, being crazy is being brave in this kind of society.
This week, the director and actor began to block out Hudair Meri's one-man play. A stranger, forlorn and raggedy, stumbles into an empty, unnamed city. He looks up at a statue in the center of town. The statue isn't visible. He never calls it Saddam. But in modern Iraq, who else could it be? The man shrinks in front of the statue as if his shoulders are being crushed. And he seems to press his arms around the statue as if trying to love it. He then crooks his arms as if to cradle the child and sings an old Iraqi lullaby. I don't know why I'm thirsty, says the stranger. My country has the Tigris and the Euphrates, and yet I'm thirsty. Saddam Hussein is never mentioned. Another audience might also see Stalin or Mao in the statue. The play becomes a reflection on how tyrants can twist the human need for love to their own cruel purposes. So many Iraqis have had to be actors of a kind over the past two decades, playing along to survive. Now actors and their colleagues can play roles that reveal real human beings. Hudair Meri says,
there hasn't been any connection between what we are trying to write and what was going on here. Oscar Wilde said that art imitates nature, but what happened in Iraq is that our art imitated the regime. It is only normal that men should be free. We have been deprived of this for a long time. Now that the political lie we were living is dead, we can start being real artists.
Crazy for My Country opens Monday afternoon here in Baghdad. Outside in Firdous Square, the National Theater still has no lights. The director has updated the script to complain about the mess caused by the U.S. Army closing down some of the main streets here. Art complaining about traffic congestion. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.